petty all the time. I'm petty all the time.
Baby, welcome to the party.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time. Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode with your favorite ladies from Petty Party Podcast. It's your girl Just Nick checking in.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Immaculette coming out the set. What's good, everybody?
Hey y'all, it's your girl Crystal, aka Champagne Chris, aka Chrissy F. Baby, please stay the baby.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode. It is your girl Jory Alia.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode. It's your girl Michelle, aka Egypt of You Nasty. And we have two special guests with us here today. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hey, it's your girl Ayana, aka okay. Yoga Bay, if you here round you away.
Yes, okay.
I'm Cassandra. There's no aka for me.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. I don't have an aka, like, so I'm right there with you guys.
Just neat.
I just use my.
I don't say a nickname.
I just use my name. So how are y'all doing? So y'all are not from Dallas. So how is the Dallas treating y'all so far?
Well, I got in late last night, but what I did do this morning was I went to hot yoga. Have any of you girls ever done yoga, hot yoga?
I've never done hot yoga. But I love the sauna, though.
Baby.
So is it similar?
Yeah.
Did you go to Black Swan?
No, it's not similar.
I love the reactions. It's the reaction.
It's real difficult.
Yeah, it is.
I went to Pure Yoga.
Okay.
I think downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
It was amazing. One of the hottest studios I've ever practiced at.
Really?
Yeah. So
did you have your Apple Watch on?
No.
Okay, but say how many, like, from like a estimate, how many calories do you burn in hot yoga?
The average is about 400 to 500.
Oh, wow.
And your heart rate can get up to like 182.
Wow.
So if
it's not for the week.
That's like running.
It's not.
Okay.
So
no,
and you do this. So you do. So it was kind of difficult for you.
Oh, listen. I'm a teacher, mm-hmm. and I've been practicing for 11 years now, and every time, it's as hard as it was the first time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But I feel like it has your skin glowing.
You know, it's also a little NARS.
I love that. No, because I've been to regular yoga and like that was a challenge. Like, you know, I try to be flexible, but it's just not
high yoga because it's not regular hot. It's like heat. So you in there dripping sweat, and then
breathe.
You gotta try.
Well, you have to control your breathing.
No, the temperature is hot. Like it's actually hot in there. Yeah. So it's
like, you know, like Solid Corby, how they turn the heat up.
It feels like sauna.
Me and Solid Corby, we couldn't be.
Yeah, no.
I almost walked out of a class.
So you're trying to like be peaceful, but then there's like sweat dripping down, and it's like, oh my god.
And you can't leave.
Yeah.
You have to just lay there.
Yeah.
Cassandra hates it.
I don't hate it, but it's not my favorite thing.
So, okay. Ayana, you're a yoga instructor. What about you, Cassandra?
I am an entrepreneur.
We love that.
So, we co-own Paradise and Vibe together, and I also work in the real estate industry. I'm an investor, as well as an agent.
Nice.
Yeah. We're definitely going to get into that. Okay.
Multifaceted. I love that.
Yeah, okay. We're definitely going to get into that, so...
We're going to jump into our motto.
We're going to jump into the motto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mind or the other.
Mind or the other.
We're going to give a little advice.
We're going to read this kind of fast because the phone is saying 2%, y'all. Okay. So it goes, hello, girlies. Hey, girl. I could use some advice. I might be overthinking things. My boyfriend and I have been together since the pandemic. He has a child, and initially his child's mother wasn't very involved. However, she started coming back into the picture when he moved closer to her to improve their co-parenting. I also have children of my own, and while I respect their dynamic and try to stay out of it, something has been bothering me. In the past, I noticed they would spend time together as a family without him informing me, and I'd find out through social media. After a serious conversation, he promised to keep me informed about any family activities going forward. Mm. Okay. Recently, he mentioned that his child's mother was supposed to be out of town for work this week. However, I saw pictures he posted of them at the park earlier, and the weather was great in our area, indicating it was a recent photo. He never mentioned this outing when I asked about his day. I feel confused and a bit foolish because my boyfriend generally treats me well and I worry I might be overreacting. I also hesitate to confront him because I didn't want him to know I was checking his social media, especially since we don't follow each other. I want to clarify that I co-parent with my children's father as well, but we don't spend time together as a family like my boyfriend does with his child's mother, which adds to my confusion and concerns. Should I bring this up with him or consider ending the relationship? I'm torn because he treats me and my children with kindness and care, and he genuinely seems to love me. A psychic even reassured me about his character, and I hate to walk away over a seemingly minor issue. The dating scene for single parents is already challenging, and I thought I had found someone special.
Damn. Aww. That was so well written.
It is tough. Yeah. But like, that's honestly tough. I don't think you should end the relationship at all. Like, there's so many great things that you listed in your motto, and honestly, like, I feel like a conversation is needed here. And also I think too, because he has such a great co-parenting, like, you know,
relationship,
I feel like you're kind of, not saying you're intentionally jealous about it, but kind of that's something you want with your family, but maybe with your child's father.
But she, I don't think so. I don't think she wants that with her child's father, because she said that they co-parent, but they just don't do family. They just don't do family activities, which I can kind of understand. Like, to be honest with you, whenever I have dated a man with a child, they really don't do like things all together.
But normal people
and,
do.
And I don't know. I feel like if you're going to do that, like, if it's going to be, like, a consistent thing, then...
Be a family, bro.
Be together.
Your family.
Yeah, y'all need to get back together. Like,
your
if y'all really
fight for his family.
Thank you. If like, y'all really enjoy being together around that, each other that much with your child, then, like, just try to work on things. Like, I don't understand why we, like... Especially since they both have children, like, why couldn't we take our children together and then we can do things like as a family, especially if we're going in that direction.
Especially because she has kids.
So yeah, like have a conversation about that. But I just feel like, I don't know, like with children, you want to still give them that family dynamic. So I don't blame them for trying to still have family time and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't blame him. Like, because with kids, that can affect a kid. And so at the end of the day, like, that is our kid. Just because we didn't work out doesn't mean now we have to rob our kid of that experience.
But that's not her issue. Her issue is that she's not telling her. She said, like...
a conversation.
Yeah, like, she's not... She didn't say that, like, you know, they can't hang out and they can't, you know, co-parent and do stuff. But she's just like, I think you should just let me know. And I think it's more especially because she has a kid. So she's going to understand, like, you know, just like... I feel like something about him not... I don't know if... I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong per se, but something about him not telling her is just like, it's kind of like, what are you trying to keep from her? Like, the fact that she's finding out on social media, like, when you can easily just be like, hey, like, what's she gonna tell you if you're going with your kid? For real.
Last thing before I pass the mic, I think she may be keeping some stuff out because there has to be a reason why he didn't follow up. What if they're, for,
other than
this
he's
is,
just a man?
Let me just throw this out there. What if they already had a conversation and it turned
they
it
did.
Into an argument?
They did.
She said it went well.
She talked to him about it and but it seems like, because guys do handle conversations differently, and I felt like in that moment he might have said, okay, you know what, she brought this to my attention that she wants to be made aware when I hang out with my child's mother. But what he actually internalized was, she doesn't like me hanging out with my child's mother. So he said, okay, next time we hang out, I'm just gonna lie to her and not talk to her about it at all, which is like
even worse.
So
what do y'all think?
I think conversations and relationships are highly underrated. Like, I think so many times we're coming to relationships like with our own perspectives about things, which can be really different from our partners. And out of fear of reactions or really not being able to express yourself like adequately, because sometimes when you feel slighted, it can be very hard to express yourself where you can be heard by your by your partner. So I think there's a lot of things at play. I know conversations and relationships, like, when you're having, whether it's confrontation or conversation, it's all trying to lead to a solution. So if it, you know, if you guys do have like a little tiff or if it gets heated, like, I think it's better to talk about it than not talk about it. Like, even her saying, like, listen, I've been snooping around on the IG, you know what I'm saying? I know, or Facebook. They kind of sound like they might be on Facebook.
Very family oriented. Yeah, family friendly. Facebook.
I see you on Facebook. But I think just talking about it, bro, even if, you know what I'm saying, you got to kind of like go through a little bit of, you know, to get through it. I think just talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's not afraid enough to lose her. Because if he was afraid to lose her, he would be walking on eggshells. He would be communicating, hey, I'm going to my baby mother's house.
Right.
But I'm not saying that he's cheating, although something in my spirit says he probably is.
He's probably sleeping around. Yeah. He's probably sleeping
with her. Even if he's not sleeping with her, he's probably flirting heavily with her every time.
But I bet if the roles were reversed and she was doing that with her baby father, he would be livid. There would be all this smoke, all this negative energy. So I think there's a certain lack of respect that's there, and he's just not afraid to lose her.
And you know what? That's a good point, because like, what if it's one of those things where he doesn't want his girlfriend like calling him during that time, and then the baby mom finds out. Because what if the baby mom doesn't even know that he has another relationship?
And
that's, you know, that's what it's kind of.
Right? I'm like, okay, now we're
no. That's what it's kind of. No, that is kind of what it's giving. It's kind of giving like
it's for you to have to lie and say she's not even in.
Now you're deceiving two people.
Yeah, I feel like maybe he hasn't had that conversation with the child's mother, and he, you know, like, and it's like, oh, I have been actually in a new relationship that's actually very serious, and so he probably doesn't.
You made a good point when you said that he's not afraid enough to lose her, but I also think that she's too afraid to lose him, because there are clear boundaries that are being like walked all over, and it's very easy to communicate, right. I mean, at the sake of him finding out that you follow him on social media, but just like, he lied and said his child's mother was not around, and she is, and he's sneaking around to link up with her. So at this point, it's like, right. Either he's going to be transparent as far as like what this relationship dynamic actually is, or you can step away from him. No matter how good a man is, if he's not respecting your boundaries and he's not treating you well, like the relationship's not really worth it.
I think it's just the tricky part comes in because at the end she said like with kids, it's hard enough dating. And so I'm not going to say it's a downside, but I think that's just the difficult part of dating with kids. I don't know. Do you ladies have kids? Okay, yeah. Well, we don't either. Yeah. But I do think
but,
that is
the children, and they don't have.
But
issues
I'm not
gonna.
No, well, no. Actually, no. Sometimes
like
it
you be out here living.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying.
It's different for a man with children to date, and for a woman with children.
Yeah, absolutely. But either way, I feel like in dating and when having children, you do have to take that extra step. You know, sometimes it is difficult because like you're not thinking of who can be good for you. You're also thinking of who can be good for your child and possibly your future children. It's not just okay, like who can I have a good time with, you know what I'm saying? Like so I do feel like it can be a little good. I'm not saying it's hard and you're never gonna find a man. It's just it can be a little bit like, okay, you have to take this extra step that you wouldn't have to take if you did not have kids. So I just think that that's why she probably may be like a little hesitant to leave, because she's just like, dang, like he's a good man. I went to a psychic and the psychic told me he was a good man. And now on top of that, like, you know, outside of the situation he treats me well, but like, dang, like if I leave, like I might not find somebody else who can have a good relationship like this with, you know, with my kid and all the other stuff. So I think that's what she that may be the reason why she's afraid to step away. But go ahead.
It is crazy that we're talking about this, because while I was in Dallas, I was riding around looking at open houses because I'm a real estate freak.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my baby sister, and we were talking about her no children dating men with children, and in particular one guy that has three children and three different baby mothers.
Honestly, I feel like you know what's so crazy you say that, because like threes have really been a thing lately. Like a lot of people are getting like their third baby mom.
I gave her this little lecture, and I was just like, I want women to move with the confidence that men move, because a man with three children, three different baby mothers,
has no issue getting another one.
He doesn't feel like he deserves to have any woman that he wants. I want that same energy for women. Shawnee married Shaq, and she had a kid when she married Shaq. There's plenty of women who get amazing men and they have children, but we have been groomed as women to have this lack mindset. Like there's not enough.
And that's what I was gonna say is, like, just because she has children, I don't want it to be a thing where she's putting up a disrespect out of the fear of I'm not gonna find somebody.
And that's exactly what I was trying to say. Like, girl, like you can definitely, there's a lot of good men out here who's willing to step up to the plate, who's willing to even be okay with everything and still meet every boundary that you have. So like
I think it's one of those things where, like, for me, I would say it's like it's not cause for a breakup, but I think it's one of those things where, like, you have to set like clear boundaries. It's not one of those things where it's like I can kind of tiptoe around the conversation. It's like, no, now we have to actually like sit down, have a face to face conversation. These are my boundaries, and if you cannot go with them, then like let's just break up now. Like let's just leave each other alone.
I also want to point out, though, she said that she doesn't want him to know that she lurked. Who cares?
Who cares?
I was on her page.
You saw it on a public platform.
About it.
I'll never be ashamed for saying I saw something that I looked at myself. If it's something that I see that does not sit well with me, I'm going to address it. I'm not going to act like I didn't see. I'm not going to pretend. I saw it. Explain it. Period.
Yeah, like,
and if you deflect with me, talk about how you see it, then you guilty.
I got two clarifying questions that I want to know that were left out, though. Like, okay, why don't you have access to his page?
Yeah, why don't y'all follow each other?
And then I need to know the context. Are you blocked? Is his page
private?
No, she
said they just don't follow each other.
It's not
we get together. We're together.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was going to ask y'all. So y'all do y'all follow each other's like social media, like whenever y'all are in a relationship?
Because if they've been together since the pandemic, we're going on 4 years now. It's not just just don't follow. And then it's not given that his page is supposed to be public. So either she got to burn her account.
Didn't so I say then, that she's leading something? I said that before. I feel like she left some things out. Yeah. Things are not making sense.
You got her number? Can we?
But can I say something, though? Like, So I've dated men with children, but this situation just always reminds me, like, my, like, why I'm so scared to actually get married to a man with children. Because it's all of this. You know, like, of course you already have the variables of marriage, things that come with, but then now you got the outside. Not saying your other family is outside, but to me, they're outside to me. Like, that's not my family. And so that's the only, like, challenge that I'm scared about is, like, the relationship with your other children and then their mom. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think the issue is even the child. I think the child's so easy to accept and to love, especially, like, when you, like, grow to love, like, their parent. I truly think it's the partner. Like, I think that for me, if I'm going to be with somebody that already has children, I really do want that relationship with, like, the child's mother, where it's like, she has my number, I have her number. If there was any type of, like, issue, like, she can call me directly. It's not a thing where she has to go through him to get to me or vice versa.
That's my concern, is the not being able to, like, you know, have a good relationship with the outside. Like, it's just, to me, like, y'all are strangers to each other, and it shouldn't be that way, because y'all are both taking care of the same kid. It may not be my direct child, but it is my child by marriage.
I was going to say marriage.
You, let me land for marriage.
No, I was going to say something completely different, because you said that, like, you know, it kind of reminded you of why, like, your hesitation with marriage. But I feel like it reminded me of something a little bit, like how she's afraid to leave him, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I've came across, like, some great guys, right? And they may not tick every box. Yeah. And it's just like, dang, this is a great guy. It's a great situation, right? And, like, let's be honest, ladies. Like, it's very scarce out here. It is. Like, finding a good man is actually difficult. Like, it is. So it's like, it is. Like,
so you're asking yourself, should you settle with a guy?
Settle.
That's for you romantically.
No. I mean,
I don't think it's actually really. You know what the crazy part is? I don't think it's really that hard to find a good guy. I can speak for myself. I look in the wrong areas. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. Like, I do not go after, like, good guy material. Like, there's certain things that I like.
I've came across a lot of good guys. I'm not going to lie. But, again, it's still scarce. Like, it is. Like, because if I know, I got a lot of friends, man. Like, and I feel like I can speak from a wide variable of, like, women. So, not, I can't speak for everybody, but from a very wide variable of women.
I do agree. So maybe it's one of those things where it's like, because there's a lot of black women that are just single. And it kind of, like, really blows my mind. Because
now.
I'm speaking for black women, for me. But I'm just saying, like,
the woman thing. Not all lives matter.
I'm not saying, like, I mean, we're getting older and more women are more single.
No, and I agree. But, like, I'm speaking, like to my friends. And I'm like, dang, I have some really good quality friends, like, that are women, and, like, they're bosses. They're like actually putting shit. Not even just killing shit, but, like, they're actually, like, putting good into the world. Mm-hmm. You know, and, like, they're good people. Like, they're just, like, would make amazing mothers. And, like, I just feel like, dang, like, why are you single? Why am I single?
But I think what Crystal's point was more not so much as, like, looking in the wrong areas, but more so, like, you find a guy, he checks up all your boxes, but there's the fear, like, of being like, should I stick with this guy because he checks the boxes?
And he's a great guy. The fear is, if you leave, you might not find somebody who's going to treat you well. You know what I mean?
You might not be happy where you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, it may not be long-term happiness, but, you know, it's a lot of women's story.
But you know what's crazy? I think that's why men are in relationships a lot easier, because men are not afraid to settle.
They're not.
Because they're not afraid to cheat.
Yeah.
If women were more afraid to cheat, we would settle a lot quicker.
That's bar. A word.
On a shirt.
Wow. Do you guys need, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you guys need passion in your relationships? Like, what are your necessities? Like, is it money? Is it security? Is it passion?
Money,
is it friendship?
Girl.
Is it business?
I need money. I'm not going to be honest. I need money. Yeah. Security is everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ego. Yes. Dead. I also need, like, you know, honesty, loyalty, and affection. Like, I'm a very affectionate person when we locked in. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I need those things. Some of these men I meet, they lack the affection. Mm-hmm. Like, everything could be going well. It's just like, dang, you're not affectionate. Like, feel like we're not really locking in like we should. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like intimacy, there's levels to intimacy. It's not just sex. Like, it's just like, no, there's certain levels of intimacy that I want to, like, you know, participate in that some men just don't. Not everything is sexual. Fuck my mind. Some men can't do that. Like, they can't fuck your mind with their words. They don't even know how to talk to you. They don't Sorry, guys.
Okay, girl.
They don't know how to, like, just, like, you know, woo you as a woman. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's why I struggle with dating. And, like, now mm-hmm. to the point where I've gotten the ick to dating. Because mm-hmm. it's, like, none of these men. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. The roster. I'm not trying to put you down. Roster's but crazy. Y'all are not really talk doing about it for the girl. Yeah. And, like,
it's summertime.
That's why I'm saying it. Y'all are not really
I think
doing
it has
it
a lot to do, too, for me personally. It has a lot to do with, like, the type of men that I do date. I date a lot of, well, I date mostly like African men, and the African men that I have at least come across, I have not really found any that are like affectionate or like romantic or like really like passionate, you know? So I feel like I have not gotten that in a relationship just yet, but I feel like once I actually like find passion, I feel like I'm gonna know that's my one, right? You know?
And that's the part of relationship I look for, to the passion. I'm like, when I see other couple, I'm just like, damn, I can see the
passion.
You
know passion. how you see some couples?
Why haven't
just
I
like,
that yet?
Wow, like they are in love. Like right. There is nothing that can come between these two. Like they like they're each other's person. I feel like I haven't felt that yet for somebody.
But do you think you're in love with how it looks too much? Not too much. Mm-hmm.
How it looks.
No, anyone could look in love, but like mm-hmm. if you enter that relationship, it probably doesn't feel like that. Right. All time.
No, I know what love feels like, and I haven't
I've
had
never
it
been
yet.
In love, so I don't know. I what feel that like, feels like. I
feel. Not the love that's marriage love. I've had love, but I haven't had like long term commitment love. I don't think mm-hmm. because if I did, then where are they at?
I don't think a lot of married women have that.
Really?
No.
Why? She's right. Why did she say that?
I think a lot of women. Get the short end of the stick in their relationships. Mm-hmm. And especially in marriages, they're mm-hmm. making sacrifices for the children, or doing what they need to do for their survival. But women oftentimes aren't like, they're not being loved.
Do you think it's from them settling though?
Yeah, I do. I think that a lot of women have been groomed mm-hmm. to live in that lack and scarcity mindset. Yeah. Like there's not enough good men. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's not true. I don't think that is true. Even though I don't have a man, I genuinely believe that if you cast a wide enough net, you're going to catch a good guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I think
wide
that,
enough net, keyword.
Yeah.
Keyword.
But I think that, and again, this conversation, I just had this with my other sister. I think that Black women, because we oftentimes are loyal to our race and we don't really want to leave like the Black race, that we are selling ourselves short. Yep. And I would even say for Black American women, like look outside of just Black America, like look across the diaspora, go to Africa, just cast a wide enough net, because I do believe that there's somebody that is for you.
100%. See, yeah, I do feel like we definitely get caught up in the optics of like what your guy looks like. And you know what I mean? Like I feel like I do have a type, but I feel like when I've dated my type, it just did not work out.
Yeah.
And you know what? The best relationship I've had have been with guys that were not my type at all. Yeah. Like the best relationship. True. So it's just like, damn, like wide enough neck. Keyword. Like,
yeah, me and my type go. I just wasn't mature. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm mature.
Hold on
like,
to that type, girl.
Me and my type go. Like, we go now. Like,
real bad. Real bad, girl.
And you can handle me, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Like I said, like, even now in the space I'm in, I'm dating more. Back in the day, I used to be loyal to, like, one man at a time. And, like, that's so dumb, girls. Let's not do that. Yeah. Until y'all get in a relationship, be loyal then.
Yeah.
But, like, when the dating phase, you shouldn't be loyal to just one person. Like, that is your time to get to know different people. That's why, like, I don't know, a few episodes ago, I had asked a question, like, why do we put, like, relationship standards on dating? Like, it's just, that's your time to get to know different people. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a thing where, well, I want to date exclusive, then be in a relationship then. You can't I feel like you could date exclusively but not really in a sense like make me your girlfriend then we together exclusively. I think
it's also important, like a lot of people really don't know what they want. I for the longest I thought I knew what I wanted and I really didn't, and I tell every person around me about the 25 hard it's 25 qualifications that you want in a relationship. You got to write it down on a note card and you have to put them in order from 1 to 25, and those top five is the most thing that you need in a relationship. And I thought I knew what I wanted, and when I got to rearranging those cards I was like, this is actually over here that I got at 12 is actually really important. When I got to moving it around, what I thought I needed a relationship completely changed when I had to put it in order from 1 to 25. And I think until I did that, the way I dated, what was I doing? I was playing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't until I made that list that everybody I dated from that point forward truly aligned with what I wanted in a relationship. And from there, things changed for me.
You were probably going after, like, things that in the 20s and you didn't even realize that that's not actually what you
what I need, like how I want to feel in a relationship, what I want to feel like in a marriage, what I want to feel like in my relationship. Like you talked about passion, like I need to feel that. Like we need to act like we just met each other yesterday. Like I want that. What people say, what's the beginning? What's the honeymoon? The honeymoon stage? No, I want that shit to feel like that all the time. You know what I mean? Because that's how much we love each other. So I think knowing what you really want in a relationship really changes like how you date for sure.
Exactly. And I was going to wrap it up, but I will add to that just because, and if you do want to know what the 25 words are, shoot us a DM and we'll send that to you because it's very important. Because when you did share that exercise with me, I actually did it when I was rearranging like the 25 most important things that I want in a relationship. And it actually helped me realize how unhealed I was from my last relationship, because when I was looking at my top five, I realized that the things that I prioritized weren't probably the things that were most important in a relationship,
just or things that I weren't
wasn't getting in my last relationship. Mm-hmm. And so when you leave your relationship just looking for what you're not getting in your last relationship, it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be in the most healthy relationship, because the 80-20 rule is real. So you may get something that someone who meets all the qualities that your last significant other didn't have, but also you're not fulfilled in other areas because you're not thinking of that, you know? So it was a really good exercise. So if y'all are interested in, please send it to us. And yeah, it's a real dope exercise, y'all. But with that being said, and girl from the motto, communication.
Communication. We went around in a circle, but talk to your man.
Communication. Okay,
but communicating.
We're gonna go ahead and jump into the Petty Chronicle, and we have a guest with us, and you know, like we like to say, pass the petty. So we're passing the petty over to our girls over on the couch.
If y'all have a petty story y'all want to share,
or a petty moment,
anything, you don't have to be the petty one. Question. You could be the petty one.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm a go-to.
All right. You get a two for today.
I used to do private sessions, private yoga sessions. You could book one-on-ones with me. And anybody that knows me knows that, like, I play, but it's certain things I don't play about, and you should not play with me about those things I don't play about. Mm-hmm. And one of them is yoga. Like, my yoga practice, my teaching, I take it very seriously. And this guy had reached out to me to book a one-on-one, and I show up, he shows up. And up until then, I had a lot of success. Like, I used to have a lot of professional athlete clients, and it was never no funny business. So I pulled up with the same energy that I usually get. It's like, you know, it's supposed to be what it is.
Yeah.
So I pull up, and I could already tell, like, the energy was a little weird. I was like, is he trying to hit on me? And I was like, no, I don't think so. I don't know. So we start class. And so I'm a hot yoga teacher. And yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, it is this. So typically the room is supposed to be 105 degrees with like 40% humidity. And together that creates a heat index of about 120. So we're in class and he's just like goofing around, and my time is like, it's serious. And so I'm like, give me 1 second. So I go to the room and I think I turn the heat up to like 130 and the humidity was like 65%.
Oh my God.
I got you.
He was on Mars.
So was I. I was suffering too. Okay. I was suffering too. But you know, it's just like,
principle.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to try to make a pass at me, just make a pass at me.
But don't do it through work.
Don't come to my job.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So that's probably like the last time I've been petty.
So wait, how did it end?
Did he pass out?
On his knee. Mm-hmm.
Did he stop goofing around after a certain point?
Yeah, he didn't want to do the session no more.
Oh, really?
He was like, I got an ACL tear. All right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they call that?
Yoga should have been helping you with the ACL tear business. If you were taking it serious.
I just can't.
I love that. Well, look, I don't think you were petty, because it's one of those things where it's like,
no, you still on business.
No, he was trying to be where I make my money. Don't do it.
No. That's actually very scary, too.
He was petty.
Oh my gosh, I would have gutted him.
Because I agree. I think, like, I get so weirded out whenever I'm at work and, like, people make a pass at me.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think?
Sometimes it'll even be a patient. Oh, if I was not in this bed.
Oh,
so what do you mean?
Then what?
And now you feel like weird even like going in and doing things. Like, I have to touch you, you know? Like, and now you're making me feel like weird and icky on the inside, and you should never make anyone feel like that in their place of work or anytime. But
even at the gym is the worst. Like, I don't like when men make pass at me at the gym.
I hate when people talk to me at the gym. Like,
my mug be on me.
My mug is always on me, but you know, nigga gonna try it. Like, nigga gonna try anywhere, anytime, any place. Like, oh my gosh, at the gym, it just makes me feel like, I feel like
a little girl. I'm like
an item. Like, I feel like you're sexualizing me because what's going on here?
Like, damn, you looking good. Look stacked. Like, what? No, that's not even nice.
I'm trying to do a barbell press.
So. I'm trying to do a squat. Like, I'm walking. I am not trying to look for your attention here.
I'm trying to just like, walk to the next
deep squat.
Yeah, okay. But I don't think. You were. I think he was petty for going out of his way to book a class instead of just not being up front.
And I hope you didn't get a refund, or I hope he paid.
And he could have just done the class normally, like a normal human being, and then afterwards, shot his shot. You know,
instead or a few days later.
Yeah,
but I call it petty because what I could have done is just end the session.
Yeah,
right.
I could have just been like, you know what? But I know what type of time you want.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I got to take ownership of my petty. Because I wanted to see blood.
I wanted to be like that sometimes.
Yeah. I want to see you flooded.
I do think that men need to learn, like, not all men, but some men need to learn how to game and how to flirt. Because some ways of flirting comes off as cringe to, like, a woman or partner or whatever. And it's like, some people need to really understand how things are landing and how it sounds and practice. Because, you know, like.
Yeah, but what about you, Cassandra? I think I would too.
Well, my petty, I was being petty. It was not. I stopped talking to this boy because of the hoop earring that he had in. Oh my
God. I don't blame you.
So wait, how I feel about the purse. Question.
Yeah.
You was dating him and he all of a sudden pierced his ears and got a hoop in there, or you just didn't notice it?
We were talking. We weren't dating. We were talking.
Right.
And then one day I was around him and I saw the earring and I was like, no, ma'am.
Let me try this jewelry out.
It's correct.
It was a small hoop.
And this was like, y'all, this was like 07, so this is a long time ago.
We weren't ready for that, this
is the era now where guys do it and it's like, alright, cool. But like then 07 is crazy. A hoop in 07 is wild. Man was ahead of time.
Hoops are egregious. Getting a little bigger and bigger by the day.
Egregious is
egregious. I was like, absolutely,
a hoop in 07 is egregious. We just got on hoops like in the last 5 years.
Clearly he was ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time.
Probably designing for Yeezy now.
Right. Where is he at now?
I'm just kidding.
I have no idea.
You was a little petty.
I don't think you're petty.
Yeah, she definitely
values.
You caught the vibes and left like you should have. It's okay.
No, I'm that way with men that wear purses.
But you live in Atlanta too.
Your crossbody can't be matching my crossbody length. And even the whole clutch thing, like, we both can't be wearing a clutch to a party. Like, it don't make sense.
Yeah, they carrying clutches now.
They carrying pouches.
Where are they going to put their stuff?
They grab my clutch
back pocket.
In the pockets like they used to do for years.
I don't like to see a man like walk and he has a big bulge in his pocket.
I love it.
I like the crossbody.
I love seeing the wallet. I don't mind the crossbody.
I don't mind the crossbody either. I think the men's crossbody, like the boutique, like the there's some brands who have really cute.
A lot of guys be carrying them empty crossbodies. I don't like that. I want to see how big on my ears.
Yeah. Right across your chest. I think, and definitely I feel like athletes definitely took that to another level. Now it's getting specific, but no.
Yeah, I feel you're carrying a condom because you're carrying stacks. Some of them you open the air just coming out.
I feel like I don't like it on everybody. I'm not really a fan of it, and I feel like only certain men can rock it.
You have to
dress
nice.
A regular nigga from the city sometimes, I'm looking at you like,
why you got that on? That camera bag.
What's in that bag?
Like,
what happened to briefcases? They ain't got no job.
Girl, they don't have jobs no more.
Guys want to carry tote bags now. Like, it's crazy.
I don't have jobs anymore.
I'm not even going to let y'all make it because when they had briefcases, y'all was talking about them too.
Were we?
If a man walked up to y'all with a briefcase,
I'm like, hold on. I'm going to start running.
That's true.
I'm not gonna lie. I saw a guy in the airport yesterday with a briefcase, and it definitely was giving empty. I was like, you have on a suit and a briefcase, and I feel like you're going nowhere.
He's in the airport.
And if you're in the airport, they're going on business.
I feel like you're going nowhere at the airport.
Some nigga cosplay in the airport for bitches.
You know how many people dress up and they don't be on shit? There's a lot of men who dress up just to go where, like, just dress up to the airport. So
trying to find somebody at the airport.
Walk into a man and be like, open that briefcase.
No, hell no. If a man approaches me,
if
you're
trying to date me,
open the briefcase. Let me see what's in it.
You want to see what's in it?
What's the combo?
What if you open it up, there's just nothing in there.
Nothing in there.
You just carry this around as a
prop. Then no, you cannot take me on a date.
Or a backpack. No. What happened to backpack?
You get me like, okay.
That's giving drug dealer.
No, it is. I don't like when people have a backpack.
You about to sell a brick than looking like you about to go.
No, because you want.
What?
I feel like we used to do that in high school. You walk everywhere with your backpack. So now it looks like you're like a kid.
You would rather a backpack than a briefcase?
I didn't say that. I said a purse.
That's the types. The types are showing.
Stop.
Anyway.
Don't do that.
All right, y'all. So I know we had kind of brought up earlier, like, people with all these babies and pregnancies and multiple baby mamas and daddies. But can we please speak about our recent...
We talk about Joya.
Yeah.
Joya. Let's talk about Joey.
Joy Chavez.
Wait, what's going on with Joey?
Joey's pregnant with her third baby with Trevon Diggs.
Trevon Diggs.
They've been dating for a long time. That's a
good
time.
And that's his third baby mama.
23.
Can y'all stop?
I think
he's
25.
Y'all.
3 years? That's not a long time anymore?
That is a long time. Michelle, you're right.
In dating years, it is now.
That's a long time. That's a long time. Anything past 6 months is a long time.
The thing is, okay.
Yeah, but dating
girl, because we barely making it there.
Okay, y'all. The thing is, let's reel it back in.
The thing is, people are dragging her because of the age difference.
What's that? Drea's 39 and her baby father
is the same age as her oldest
22.
Son.
He's 1 year older than her.
Joy's 35 and her baby's father is 25. So there's a 10 year difference.
Oh, Trevon Diggs, he feel like he's been 25 forever. That can't be his brother.
No, he is 25.
No, he's 25.
I looked up all these people's ages.
When he entered the league, he's been in the league for so long. Like, so in regards to Joey, I feel like they keep coming at her, talking about she has three baby daddies. That's also Trevon Diggs' third baby mama. So let's hold the same energy across the board. She has three baby daddies. He got the baby mamas.
True.
So to me, it's like, why are we coming at her so crazily? It doesn't make sense.
But okay, the only reason I'm going to come at her is because I just feel like at this point, you don't have to have a baby by every like long term relationship you get into.
Maybe she likes being a mom. Maybe she likes giving birth,
and
even life.
She might. But the thing is, I think it's one of those things where it's like, okay, just like find one and stick to one. Like first is Bow Wow, then it's Future, then it's
first off
Trayvon.
Bow Wow, like.
Yeah, she was with him for a 15 long time.
Years. No, and I'm not saying that. But
she dated him. She's going through her
I'm just going through her baby father's histories. I think it's one of those things where,
baby
like...
Baby father histories is crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about? It just sounds crazy, but just let her finish.
I think it's one of those things where it's like I said, I just don't think you have to have a child with everyone that you're in a long-term, quote-unquote, past one-year relationship with. And with Drea's actually... I'm sorry, we gotta call it what it is. Like, that's actually predatory.
It is.
I'm sorry. There's 17, it's 17 it years. 17 years, like, that is a really, really big deal.
And
like,
if we flipped it to a man and a woman, no one would be blinking their fucking eyes.
We would cancel him that day.
No, people would talk about it, but he wouldn't be crucified the same way Drea's being crucified in regards to age.
Because Michael B. Jordan dated Lori Harvey and nobody cared, and they have an over 10-year age difference.
Yeah. We're talking about 17, y'all.
I mean, I understand that, but, I mean, it is true. What's it called? Lori Harvey and Future. What was the age difference?
Probably like 15 to 17 years.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd that he was with Lori. I've never thought it was odd.
I do think it's...
I'm always on the right side of things.
But he didn't get crucified.
I do think women get crucified on a way larger rate. And as far as having children, I do think that we kind of go really hard on women for having children when children are a byproduct of sex. Let's be honest. If you're having sex with a guy and you happen to get pregnant, that's what's going to happen. And so we can't get mad at women for having...
Right.
If we're going to let women have sex with guys, then we have to just understand that if you're in a relationship, a child can come out of that.
And I understand that, but Michelle, what do you have in common? Even you, would you have anything in common with a 22-year-old at this point?
No, my thing is, I would not. I actually had this conversation with Pilot. I would not. But at the same time, I do think that there are people who have different, I want to say, like, mental maturities, right? Because at the same time, as much as everyone got mad at PJ Washington for dating Brittany Renner, he turned around not even a year later after they broke up and got with a different girl and got her pregnant too.
Yeah.
So at the same time, we have to hold these guys responsible because they're not children. They know exactly where they're going.
Babies are born.
Most of these pregnancies are planned. You know what I mean? So it's kind of just like, a lot of times we just villainize the women way too much on both spectrums. When Lori was dating all these women, she was the villain. Michael B. Jordan never got any slack. P. Diddy, when she was rumored to be dating him, never got any slack. Future never got any slack. But mind you, she has a 10-plus year age difference with all these men. But she's the only one who is a slut / whore. And God forbid she was smart enough not to have a baby with them, because she would have really got crucified.
Yeah, see,
but these men do not get the reputation smeared or any of that.
How old is Michael B. Jordan?
He's 35, 36, around that age.
And maybe Lori's probably like, Lori's what, 30, 27?
She's like not now, even. But when she was dating him, I think she started like 22,
I think, I cannot speak, I honestly, my take on this, like, I just want better for us. I can only speak to black women now, us black women. I'm tired, like, y'all, like, I am tired of, like, baby mamas. I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. I would love to see, like, dang, like, okay, yeah, like, for Joey, dang, like, this third one, married you and you had this kid. That, see, I want to see a difference in a change in narrative. Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of the whole like baby mama. I'm not like mad at her for carrying a child. A child is a blessing. I'm just tired mm-hmm. of like, dang, you don't want to be more than a baby mama. Like
Joey and Trayvon, I'm not as worried about. I don't care about
it. He don't want to be more than a single father.
I'm telling everybody like,
because
why don't
it's
y'all
the
want,
same 10, thing. 10 years is not really. It's not even about the amount of baby like just, babies and mm-hmm. baby mamas and baby daddies. For me, with Drea and I don't know the guy's name.
Jalen Green.
Which is crazy.
That is, for me, like the 17 year, like I feel like at what point are we going to say enough is enough? Like, and I agree, like we should be saying it more towards the men right. yeah. that are going after younger women. I do definitely agree with you there. But Drea, like y'all, her son and him are the same age.
But you know, like okay, as a, keep saying that, but as in a our parent, time they had a lot of like they had people that are the same age calling that's my uncle, but they're not.
No,
they're,
and I you know, know like, I know, not, I know common. It happens. I mean, I know it public, happens. Public. But like, as a parent, for me, if I was his parents, I would be really, really upset. Like, but I think that would be, and I almost, and also not even just that, like. I feel like Drea kind of has this, not even just Drea, but like women in that industry kind of have a tendency to like prey on men that are up and coming, that are the stars in whatever sport that they're in. They get a check and then, you know, I feel like there's almost like a way to like secure their future by becoming like another baby mama.
I disagree, but
Jalen, the men are allowing it too. Like they're not really praying. Like these men are kind of going after them too. It's not a thing where.
Drea has been dating Jalen for a very long time,
and people have been complaining
when they got together. He has a mom. I'm pretty sure she gave her not approvance of the age difference. At the end of the day, he got her pregnant. Why are we mad at Drea? So like, I don't understand. Like, I get that there's an age difference, but at the end of the day. Like Michelle said, we all know how babies are born. If y'all are in a relationship and y'all are fucking around, a baby is going to happen. If he didn't want to have a child with her, if he was just so against it, that was on him not to have a baby with her. Like,
the reason why I feel like Drea is getting the necessary pushback that she's receiving is because Drea, he's 22. So, respectfully, like, we all know, like, guys develop a little slower than women. And, like, not only that, like, he jumped from a regular lifestyle to a celebrity in almost overnight. So it's just like, Drea, you've been in this industry for so long. Not only do you have a son that's his age, you know better. So that's why I feel mm-hmm. like you deserve that pushback, because all the while, yes, you guys are adults. You had you consented and had a baby. But at the same time, like, at what point mm-hmm. are we going to be like, Drea, you actually didn't mm-hmm. have to do this. You know,
and there's different levels
of
adulthood.
That you know, that's some, like, it's very different levels of adulthood. Like, that, you would not advise
y'all
your
do not
son
think
to
the
do
same.
That.
Y'all
you
do
wouldn't
not think
advise
the same.
Your daughter to do that. So why are you now doing this? And not only that, like, Drea is a beautiful woman. Same thing with Joy. Y'all can have any man that y'all want in any type of industry, and woman even too. Mm. So it's just like, for me, it's just like, I don't, like, I just don't understand, like, why couldn't you get somebody who's probably on the same maturity as you at the very least? Like, mm-hmm. I just feel, and then some women do develop a little slower than others, so I get, like, you know, upbringing plays a role in it, but at the same time, like, Drea, you know better, mm-hmm. respectfully.
I'm going to have to agree with Crystal on that. It's like, it's one of those things, like, yeah, I get it. Like, it takes two to tango, but y'all do not think the same that y'all do right now, and y'all would not make the same decisions that y'all do right now that y'all did at 22. I know for a fact that I wouldn't. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, if someone has to get the blame, I'm going to go with the one who's almost 40. Mm-hmm.
So my question is, right, this is a question. Like, because you said they can get anyone. If they could get anyone, then why are they not dating their mates?
That's what I'm saying. That's a great question.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a question for Drea, though.
But, like, what I'm saying is that I don't think they can get anyone.
Yeah, they can't get anyone.
They're ran through.
That's what I'm trying to say.
When the announcement came through that she was pregnant, men came out and drove talking about they fuck with Drea.
But respectfully, though, a lot of men do not care about stuff like that. If they feel like you a bad bitch and
then
they can claim you to your name, then they will date you. We've seen a lot of.
So that's why Jalen's dating her. So where's his blame? He wanted to date her.
But I'm not. You know, the crazy part is, you know what the issue is that their mates would not get them pregnant. I'm sorry. They wouldn't.
That's not true.
Drea and Joey are just coming off their second baby father.
I know, but that's
why. By older men.
I get that, but I'm thinking, like, at this point that they're in, I think the men that are in their age brackets, they don't want them.
See, okay, we're not
I'm not saying they don't want them. I'm just saying
I don't think so. Or they've already been there.
You just said they can get any man they want. So I'm like, okay, if they can get any man they want, then why are they not dating their mates?
That's a great question for Drea. When I'm saying, I think you guys are deeping it a little bit. Like, Drea is a beautiful girl.
Drea is
a beautiful girl. Let's be realistic here. If any man was to approach her, first of all, Drea is in so many songs. She's dated like, you know what I'm saying? So it's
if any celebrity was to approach
Drake, like,
it's not wide anymore like it used to be. Let's be honest.
Her hips are not wide.
Her net's not as wide as it used to be. Oh. Let's be clear.
I actually have two feelings on it. First of all, I do think it's anytime when I see men dating with a huge age gap, I'm side-eyeing them because it's just like, what do you even have in common with this person?
Yeah.
There's some manipulation and control going on no matter male or female dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But the actual thing that is dope to me is the men were on the internet spewing that we hit a wall at 30. And these are almost 40-year-old women with basically like men at the height of their career. They have lots of money. Mm-hmm. They have fame. They have clout. Mm-hmm. They have all these things.
And they
men have tried to convince women that they hit a wall at 25. Right. And you got these two girls that have bagged these types of guys. So I'm just like,
no walls have been hit. No walls have been hit.
Right.
Wall left unseen.
So that's the only thing. That's my two. I'm just like, look at us.
It's true. I feel like there's a positive in it.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, we redefine like dating standards, right? But I have to be honest here. Like, we are saying all these things. Oh, they can get whatever guy. I'm like, okay, if they could get whatever they got, then they would be getting whatever guy that's available now. But they're not.
But then
it's okay.
Also,
like Michelle said,
like maybe it's one of those things where maturity wise or like mentality wise, maybe they go hand in hand better with someone that is younger than them.
Or I just feel like they're playing a game.
Because I prefer younger guys. Like, I don't want to date a guy over 35.
What's your bracket?
Like 30 to 35.
Okay. Okay.
The oldest you'll go is 35.
The oldest I would go is 35.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm older than 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I feel that.
See, for me,
I think my youngest
I can actually do is like 1 to 2 years. I don't think I can go any. I actually, at this point, I don't think I can go with anyone that's even in their 20s.
The lowest I can go is 28. That's the lowest I can go. And the highest I can go is 35. I'm not going to lie. I think it's.
I agree.
Right, I don't want 40. But I don't even want a good.
Because Simon is fine. I don't know what's going on. Simon's a little fine to me.
Fine as hell.
What about you?
Oh my gosh, Simon's really 59.
Simon's 59? His moral character is questionable. But yeah, he's 59.
Simon's really
nasty. He looks
good
for his age.
I just think it's one of those things where it's like, yes, he is. Like,
define nasty.
It's crazy. Okay,
let's not dive in there.
No, I'm saying nasty in regards to the fact of like,
The way he treated Portia,
the way he treated his ex, Fallon, like,
for you.
Oh, how did he treat Portia? I'm so late.
So him and Portia are actually going through a divorce.
Yeah, I know that.
But he's already like popped out with like a new girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got a side chick.
Yeah, he already popped out with the new girl.
No.
And like Portia, like, you know, they're just like throwing subtweets at each other or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Like, Portia's like,
you believe Portia's lies.
Yeah. And like, oh, you've contributed to her like mental state and all these other different things. So it's like, I just think there's a way. I almost feel like he's like a professional like divorcee, you know, like he's just been through so many divorces that like at this point it like, it's nothing to him, you know?
He's
like,
taking that saying, the fastest way to go from one person getting to somebody else. Because that's how he moves from marriage to marriage. He already be with somebody before his marriage is over with. So.
But I think that's the only reason. I hate to say, like, I can't empathize too much with the Portia situation. It's just because I feel like Portia watched Simon write the book, and now she's reading the book that she watched him write. It's like, you saw how messy his last divorce was. Mind you, his ex-wife did get pregnant, you know, and all the other stuff about a pool boy, and it was kind of like a messy divorce. But still,
pool boy is crazy.
I mean, it was pool boy.
Pool boy is crazy.
But that's still, it's like, you know how a normal marriage proceeding should go. So if you decide to get with somebody before the ink is dry on the divorce papers, then you know this guy probably moves quick. So when you are signing when you're filing for divorce, you shouldn't be too surprised if he's already before the divorce is final with the next bitch.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
I think the way you get them is how you lose them. How you lose them.
Like, Portia, baby, you know.
I don't know what Portia was
expecting. Portia just wants to have a party. Portia just wants to
Portia's a bad bitch. Like,
Portia just wants to put on the garment and just dance.
But I just feel like we have to understand. I think, I feel like whenever women realize, like, there's going to be someone that looks better than you, like, there's a new girl.
Better is a stretch.
No, okay? It's true though. Like, better, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna.
Simon's new girl is Portia Part Two.
No, it is. Just, no, and I'm not even just saying that. But okay, like, there's always gonna be like a girl that younger, looks good. There's a new girl turning 18 every day.
Right. And he's saying 18. Girl, my friend, 21.
What's 18? I mean, 21. Look. I mean, like, we're talking about 17 year age gap. Right. So, girl, like, there's a new girl turning 18 every day. So it's like one of those things where like women have to realize like, your looks are just only going to take you so far. Like, I don't care if you are a 12. There's only so far your looks will take you. Like, there's going to be someone who's a 13. You know, like, so Portia just, I hope she was preparing for this already. I hope she never got comfortable because there's no way.
Portia was there for the ride.
She just wants to put on a garment and dance. She literally wanted to. When she came into Bugatti,
the world and the relationship, like, girl, serious, but
she had to play Edo State so bad. She wanted to be Edo Babe.
What she wanted to do, she wanted a Nigerian wedding. She got it.
Yeah.
She wanted to, that rich man, she got it.
Yeah. She wanted a Nigerian.
She wanted to live the body of
that. And maybe y'all can speak to this a little bit better, but I feel like that's just kind of normal for like Atlanta dating culture. Like, I feel like it's just like a very like, you get with someone, you get out of it with them, and then you're with someone else's man, and that's normal. And I don't know. Everywhere. I feel like I heard dating in Atlanta is like, it's like a sport.
Survival
it's like
a of the small fittest.
Pool. Everyone's fishing from the same pool.
Yeah.
Speak to it.
I think I'm gonna be the outlier. I'm usually in a committed relationship, like a long term committed relationship, and my dating life don't be bad.
Oh, really?
I love that for you.
You dated men from Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that for you. Yeah. She's like,
and do you date within your race?
Can't relate. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, girls.
Yeah. My experience, like, I've had a negative experience in Atlanta, but I just don't, I'm not joining in the foolishness. I think that as women, like, we know it's foolish,
right?
And we dive in head first and then be mad when we dive right into some concrete.
Right.
I'm not doing it. So I'll date. I'm not getting too serious with somebody unless I see like, okay, this is somebody worth that. But I'll go on a little date with you here and there. Mm-hmm. If it's somebody's man, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Right.
Because I'm not trying to take nobody's man.
No, that part. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Dang.
How is dating for you, Cassandra, like now?
Dang,
business?
I love this question. Let's see. The last date I went on a date with a guy when I was in Vegas, and it was lovely. It was so good.
Are you using, like, dating apps to, like, find people?
I actually met him at a bar, like, 5 years ago, this particular guy. And I've never really used the apps. I'm just not an app kind of person.
I'm right there with you. I downloaded an app and I deleted it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll go in there just to see what's tea, and I'll change my location just to see what's tea because I'm nosy. Yeah. But I feel kind of bad for the guys on the app because they might be serious, but I'm never serious. I'm over there like for shits and giggles.
Just for vibes.
Fun. Like, what are you saying? What are you saying? Oh, I'm cute. Thank you. I know. So I would say, I've not been that interested in dating either because I've been focused the last 5 or so years. I've like really changed my life. I've grown businesses. We started this company together. And for me, I kind of saw that once I divested from centering men in relationships, my pockets really grew. Bro. And it's very, very, very hard for me to go back.
It's so funny that you say that because I know you said that you don't really have like any negative dating experiences. And I feel like once I kind of like casted my net wider, like I've said, I've came across a lot of great guys. And I feel like my experience for the last couple of years has honestly been like very positive, to say the least. Like, I haven't really, you know, I can relate to the girls and the motos and stuff, but like, that was when I was younger. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't had any like negative experience, but I feel like it's because I changed. And it's so cliche to say, it really is, but like, I changed a lot. And so after I made that change, I noticed like the people that I started attracting became extremely different, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like at this stage in life, there's literally no, like, my tolerance for BS is like this. There's literally no way that like one, certain things can happen. And also like, there's no way I can feel like I can go back and like just deal with certain things and like even just deal with the certain type of man that I used to deal with. Like, it's lights out. Like, so like,
it's this big same. Like, I'm like, I haven't dealt with foolishness since I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny that you said that, because I literally was talking to somebody about that, and like, I really am like in a space where Like, it's weird. Men are really not the center, but it's like, I don't even want to deal folk, like, worry. Like, you know how you have a list of priorities, right? I want to move them down the list to the point where, like, they're not even falling in top three. Because, like, I just feel like I'm in a place where it's like, I want to, like, grow my bag. I want to actually grow as a person. And I also want to, like, invest in, like, you know, entertainment, actually get in this space. You know what I mean? I feel like that's distraction. And I don't want to be distracted right now because I've been distracted and it's held me back, you know? Yeah. So when I hear you say that, I'm just like, dang, like, low-key, like, maybe that's what I need to do. You know what I mean? Lock in. What do you need?
I was going to say, could y'all really tell us, like, about y'all's business and a little bit more about y'all? That way, you know, we want to give our listeners a tidbit.
So Ayana and I, I'll give you like the like sister girl story. So Ayana and I and some other friends went to Jamaica for her birthday. And
so y'all knew each other even?
Yeah, we knew each other before. We were friends, yeah. Okay. So we're there, we're kicking in. She was telling me about hotels wanting to hire her to teach yoga. And I was like, well, they're like basically coming up off of you. Why don't you do your own thing and like put together like a yoga retreat or something to that effect? Our other homegirl, she wants to do workshops. So y'all should, you know, get together when y'all get back to Atlanta and do something together. And she went back to Atlanta. We talked about it and she was like, well, no, we want you to help us. And I was like, I don't know. But she was like, no, girl, you coming with me. And I'm like, okay. So we started Paradise and Vibe in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic. Wow. And we did our first iteration in Jamaica. At the same hotel that we came up with the idea. And then from there we did,
and that was in 2020.
That was 2020 and we're 2024. We've done Costa Rica. We've gone to Morocco, South Africa. We've gone to Bali, Brazil. So we're like, going to Fiji.
Oh, I love
that. We're going to Fiji in July. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Wow.
Thank you.
So like, what is the purpose of like Paradise and Vibes? Like, what do people get whenever they come on these trips and, you know?
So I think one thing that Cassandra and I have in common is how we view kind of health and wellness. We, from our personal experience, like the wellness community, they kind of make you feel like you have to show up a certain way. And both of us, we don't do that. Like, so we wanted to create a space for people that are like us. So if you like to turn up, if you like to cuss, if you like to fuss, if you like to have a little drink, if you like to, like, whatever your thing is, like, come as you are, for real. And both of us are always talking about how you're already whole. Like, there's nothing that's missing from you. You just gotta integrate with your wholeness. And so what we do is we don't sell you like, oh, if you just do this, you know, you would, if you just do yoga, if you just do, if you just, it's like,
if you juice, if you take a shot of wheatgrass,
if you it's like no, if you just look in the mirror and understand that you are already whole as you are, then
you'll see life from a different perspective.
Exactly. Then you are well. You know, so that's what we do. And then also we were like, okay, if there's anybody that's crazy, we were traveling during the pandemic and we were like, okay, well, if we travel during the pandemic, then maybe it's people crazy like us. So let's see.
Yeah.
And showing up is.
Yeah, I wish I would have met y'all. Yeah.
No, you know what? I have so much FOMO from the pandemic. And I say this all the time. And right. I don't know what it is. And I know I was probably being very safe. And I was trying to protect my parents and everything like that. But I feel like people was living during a pandemic. Yeah. And honestly, that fear that I was like stuck in, I just do not understand it anymore. I'm so far removed from it.
Yeah.
That I don't understand why I didn't like do more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I feel like so many things happened during the pandemic for people.
You were getting $30 flights.
Right.
Going to Tulum.
That's why we was traveling.
Yeah. Like, people were really like vacationing during
I had a lit pandemic year. Yeah. I'm not gonna hold you.
And it's like, when I talk to people who actually explored during that year, they're always like, oh, that was like my most explorative year. Like, I learned so much about myself. And I'm like, I was in the house.
I sat in the house doing,
like, I was making banana bread. Like, I wish I was outside.
How many people do y'all usually have on your trips?
Between 30 to 40.
Wow.
Yeah. We had nearly 50 for South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's co-ed too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, is it co-ed?
Yeah, it's co-ed. We have men and women. I mean, primarily women. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see more men take wellness more serious. It's not just running to the gym. Mm-hmm. And it's not even like a physical aesthetic. I think sometimes men focus on physical aesthetic in terms of like whether or not somebody is healthy or well. Mm-hmm. But as we see, there's people that look healthy and fit and they pass away young, mm-hmm. just like anybody else. They have the same diseases as everybody else.
Right.
So a lot of wellness is just about feeling well. Like that's mm-hmm. basically what we feel. Feeling well is community. Having people to kiki with, having people to do fun excursions with, right. experiencing something new. We went whitewater rafting in Costa Rica and just pulled up on some random cows at the river drinking and then fed them our extra watermelon. And that, wow. that's it's like, how could you not feel good yeah. after doing something random like yeah. that? Or zip lining, or we went in a safari in South Africa and saw an elephant charging at us. It's like, it's exciting. You feel good and you come mm-hmm. home feeling refreshed and like, okay,
you experience something.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, how can I incorporate more of what I learned? Because we do yoga, we do workshops at mm-hmm. our retreats, we do excursions, and a lot of the workshops are tailored for you to go home and implement what you learned at the retreat right. into your day-to-day life. We even send people home with journals so that they can work yeah. to try to change their lives.
Yeah. So I have a question. So that has that like before y'all started Paradise and Vibes, I'm pretty sure y'all like went on girl trips. Did that like kind of change like your perspective on actually going on girl trips? That it can just be a little bit more, and you can get a little bit more from it? Because I know sometimes when you go on trips with women, it's not always like, you know, the journaling and doing stuff to get things back and take home and implement. So did it change how you viewed going on trips with women from different places or walks of life?
I love the girls. Like I love being around women. I love having girlfriends. Like I love being around women. So it never really seemed challenging to me. And we're on our 8th retreat and mm-hmm. we've never had any drama.
No drama.
We've never had like between yeah. no like
so you like, know it's usually no. like girls are known mm-hmm. for having like, drama yeah. on girls trips.
Right.
At Paradise and Vibe, there is never drama on the trip. I'm not gonna
we might have to act we might have to act up with like hotel and like, oh like business, like logistics, yes. like behind the scenes stuff.
Yes.
But with retreat attendees, no, not one wow. time, not even a
I love to hear stuff like that.
I was gonna ask, do y'all keep up like after, is there like a, you know, sometimes there'll be like a group meet or like a forum mm-hmm. afterwards? Do y'all keep up with the people from who's attended these events?
Absolutely. Like matter of fact, when I was practicing this morning at Hot Yoga, class is over and I'm leaving, and Ogo, who is a listener, so shout out to Ogo, oh. who loves you guys show.
She hey, was like, Ogo.
She yeah. was like, I thought that was you. And she came on our Costa Rica retreat and our Tulum retreat.
In Jamaica.
And Jamaica. And then Kaylin, who we're going to hang out with later tonight, she came on our Morocco and our Jamaica retreat.
Wow.
And then the girls, like girls have like found their best friends on our retreat.
Oh, wow.
And they go themselves and do their own like little like separate trips.
Yeah. Wow.
So yes, we keep like, we all keep in touch. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's a community, sure. basically. Yeah.
No, it really we sounds like it. Yeah. Especially in this yeah. era where like people mm-hmm. are always saying like, it's so hard to find a friend. So yeah, hard to make friends. Like this right. is the perfect opportunity when you isn't have something it? That's already just like set in motion and it's working, and people, it's attracting people with like good hearts and good energy. These right. are the type of things that you want to like join.
I feel like that's right. very important. Like I feel like you need like the same kind of mindset in a sense, not like identical, but like similar in values, you know, mm-hmm. to like really like lock in together. And so that's actually cool. I would that's love so to cool. go on a
Yeah.
yes. While we're kind of on the subject, lovely. I want to kind of transition into the topic a little bit, because it kind of goes hand in hand with what you guys are talking about, especially that, you know, your trips are co-ed, but obviously it's mostly women. And, you know, I just feel like, just as a growing woman myself and all the ladies at the table here, like just being, it's kind of like the transition from going from like a lady to a woman is just like very, very like insightful. But then also like this being in the space of like meeting new women, making new friends and like having new girlfriends or whatever. So I do want to ask, and you guys can answer, like, what do you feel like is like a girl's girl? Like, what is your definition of girl's girl?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I've never even considered that.
I feel like a girl's girl is honestly, probably a girl who is not performing for the male gaze.
Mm.
And they want to see women win no matter what. So the male, whatever men say, mm-hmm. she's a hoe, she's a this, she's a that, she's just like, whatever. she's a woman, and women are whole human beings just like men. Mm-hmm. They get to be whole human beings just like men. So I feel like a girl's girl would be the type of woman to give women space to be human and be just like everybody else.
For sure. Right.
Yeah, I think for me, like, a girl's girl would be someone who allows, like, kind of takes yourself, like, out of, like, the race, and it would allow a woman to, like, even, like, step in front of you, you know, like, in any situation. Like, if you're able to, like, help that woman get ahead, then that's a girl's girl to me, you know, like, because I think that sometimes we're in so much competition with each other when we don't have to be. Like, there's space for all of us, you know what I'm saying? It's like, look at y'all, y'all have multiple businesses and y'all are thriving in those. Mm-hmm. We have businesses. We're thriving in those.
It's
but
not
like,
a competition.
And we're still able to come together and we're still able to like have this discourse and we're still like good, you know? Yeah. So for me, that would be like a girl's girl for sure.
Yeah. I think even in regards to what you said, it's about that quote when it says, dimming someone else's light doesn't make yours shine brighter. Mm-hmm. I think that's really the definition of a girl's girl, like where you can be in the same industry, the same job or whatever with somebody else and they still go out of their way to make sure that you make it. It is not any type of competition. They want to see you win just as much as themselves. And I feel like that quote definitely to me like screams girl's girl. Like, I'm going to help you regardless of whatever I have going on. Like, it's no competition. I want to see you win just as much as I win.
Yeah. See, I feel like a girl's girl to me is like, I agree with everybody, what everybody said, but I also feel like it's just the girls who just kind of get it sometimes. Like, a girl's girl is not going to let you walk out the bathroom and you got tissue on your shoe, or she, if she sees that, you know, maybe you might have started or something, she's like, hey girl, like, you know, you got something on the back of your pants, or like, here's a pat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a girl's girl is a girl who will really show up when she don't have to, like, she don't know you from nowhere. And that's why it's so funny, because a lot of people say they meet, like, the girls, like, they're like, oh, happy women's, International Women's Day to all the girls that I've met, like, drunk in a bathroom. Because I feel like that's when women really just show up for you. So and they're just being nice. They'll give you all the compliments. They'll tell you, like, hey, if you need a comb, I got it. Like, you know, I feel like that's, like, a girl's girl. Like,
Can I get my answer?
Yeah.
And it's kind of picking back. You kind of sparked something for me. Mm-hmm. Like, a girl's girl is, like, jealousy is not your first instinct.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, more beautiful, smarter, got more money, like, flyer, whatever. Like, I'm like, oh, go girl. Yeah. You know, so it's like, it's not like, it's very like competition, like women and competition is like, it's very, like I know it, but it's odd to me because I like, I look at women and I like, I like, I'm a fangirl.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm a fangirl. Like,
right.
I love specifically black women. Yeah. You know, like I am a fan.
Yeah.
You know?
So then I was going to like, so we kind of, you kind of touched based on it earlier and like, being like adults and making like new friends, like especially like making new girlfriends at this like point that we're in, like especially being older, I feel like, you know, the older you get, you kind of like a little bit set in your ways and like the kind of people that you want around you. So how do y'all go about like making new friends, especially like with the women that are in men that are coming on y'all's trips? Like, are y'all just...
Oh my God, I love new friends. I don't agree with Drake. Yeah, like, no new friends. I'm like, Drake, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I made a goal this year to meet like 5 new friends. Right. I want all the new friends.
Right. Yeah. But like, would you like trust them like with like your secrets, or is it like just like a friend? You know?
So one thing that I'm trying to learn is to how to dial a little bit back, because my first nature is to trust. Like, I will tell you, like, I was about to super truth y'all. Like, when I was like, you want super truth?
Yeah.
Because it's so natural for me to just, like, I'll tell you. But sometimes you, from me and my personal situations and relationships, sometimes I should just be a little more reserved and just wait a little bit. But it's still not that I don't trust you. It's just like, let's just come, like my grandmother would always say, trust but verify.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So sometimes, often I'm just trusting and I never verify. But now I'm like, okay, friend, like, and I'm talking to myself, like, okay, let's just, yes, BFFs maybe, okay, but let's just see.
Yeah.
You know, cause my, like, I'm like, yeah, so.
And I think I've perfected the art of sharing what I feel comfortable with sharing, and then holding in information that I don't necessarily feel comfortable with. So I think it's important for you to connect with other people, for you to share parts of yourself.
Right.
So I'm very open. I'm going to share. But then there might be parts of myself that's just for me.
Right.
And I get to keep them for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that way you can still feel connected to me and you know my tea, but not maybe tea I don't want you to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know the whole pot.
Yeah.
I right. do feel like, though, it is a little bit harder to make friends as you get older, like especially with women. I guess it depends like where you're located. But I just feel like, because sometimes like, I think the, like you said, being a little bit more reserved when you first meet them, I feel like it allows you to protect, because sometimes when you go in open and it's just like, the woman is just nasty to you, just like, damn, right. like, that kind of hurt. Like, why does she have to do that? Like, or why does she, you know what I mean? Because I've had better interactions with women. It's just like, and I came as like, oh, you know, we're girls. Like, we're black girls. Like, we're finna rock together, especially at work. You know what I mean? It's just like, and then when it turns out the experience is opposite, it's kind of just like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, why was she just rude to me? Or why was she just not like snobby to me for no reason?
Right.
And so I feel like when it comes to like making new friends, like, I feel like I am a little bit like, hesitant, yeah. You know what I mean? Just because like I have like my core circle, and I'm not that I'm not open to it. I'm like, I'm nice, but I'm not friendly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you come up and talk to me, we gonna talk, but like, I'm not gonna go up and talk to anybody and just be like, hey girl, da 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 da. Like, no, like, if you come talk, oh, hey, you can kick it, but like, I feel like I kind of.
And see, that's the thing, is like, I think I'm kind of like you, and my friends and my family tell me this all the time. I'm like, Nikki, like, you don't have to like tell people everything, you know, like sometimes like some information's for yourself. But you know, for me, like sometimes I'm so excited to like share some news. I'm like, oh, I don't want this just for me. Like, you know, I want to like be able to talk to people, get advice, whatever the case may be. But I think that's where my hesitation now comes in with like sometimes making new like girlfriends at this point in my life, because I sometimes expect for new women to act like how I would in a situation, or to have the same intentions as I do, or to have the same intentions as like my close friends. You know, like if we're in a situation, like I know how like my friends are going to act. I know how these women at this table are going to act. But then sometimes whenever I'm like with someone new and they show me something different, I'm like,
It's just off-putting.
So, yeah,
like, we're not friends.
Yeah, right. Now we're not really. Like, you're not my type of girl.
Like, now we're not. Are we not really friends? Or like, was I too trusting? So now, like, I do like have that drawback sometimes with making new girlfriends. And sometimes, like, I feel like that's the reason why, like, I have hesitation sometimes on going on like big group trips, because I'm like, okay, am I gonna vibe well with them? Am I gonna fit in? Like, are we, you know, like, are we going to have things to talk about, or am I going to be like that aqua turtle who just it just like sits in that corner and doesn't have anything to say?
Well, I can speak to our trips. I think one of the reasons why it goes so well, especially for the solo traveler or like a small group of friends that's coming along, is because it's so big that you can almost get a little lost. So you don't, you know, sometimes when it's an intimate group and I'm about to go to Belize on one, it's an intimate group. Energy can be kind of weird because everybody can feel it. It's such a large group that if you might be like in your feelings or you're not feeling the best, you can kind of go off to yourself and regroup and then come back and join everybody, and no one will make you feel bad about it, or even probably even notice that you were in a not such good headspace. I think because of the sheer volume, it makes it easier for you to find other people also that are like
connect
you.
With,
exactly. Because there's going to be some people that you might be like, not my speed, but you are going to find somebody that's your speed. Right. It is what it is.
So let me ask y'all, how do y'all feel about like, kind of like, it's almost a stereotype now that like women empowerment and like sort of like brunches and like the women wellness spaces is like almost like the new Mean Girls. So it's like, I don't know if y'all have heard that before.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I was like to say, like, how do you feel about that whole stereotype? Because it's like, for me, if I see brunch and a woman holding a brunch, I just be like,
I think it's true.
Whatever Cassandra and I do, bro, we make sure it's a value there. Like, we over consider our product and then our audience and what we're giving. Like, Cassandra and I think it's a thing of like integrity.
Yep,
like it is vital to like, besides just business, it's vital to us as people, like, yes, as business owners, but as people, to make sure that whatever we're behind, whatever we're supporting, whatever we're promoting, that this is a real and authentic product, because we've been sold, you BS. Know, BS too.
Yeah.
Like we've been tricked, you know, and just like, so, and also I think that's probably why our trips go so well, because of who Cassandra and I like are at our core. Like it's, I'm gonna say this, but then I was like, oh wait, don't say that, but I'm gonna still say it. Like, with Cassandra and I, it's never profits first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Sometimes it's friendship first, it's value, it's relationship first, it's values first, but we're always thinking about, okay, like, what are we giving? Mm-hmm. And is this worth it? Is this substantial?
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know.
Yeah. And I do think, to your point about some of the stuff that's out there, it is kind of giving like mean girls, but yeah. Like what we do, even our approach to wellness, like we're not in a place of judging or shaming what people do to feel good. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got what makes them feel good. We just want people to lean more into that. Mm. Have any of you guys ever seen Eat, Pray, Love?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So the lady who wrote the book, Elizabeth Gilbert, yeah. She was our guest speaker at our Tulum retreat.
Oh, now tell me we're not bringing value. Too.
Yeah.
Then we have her coming to Fiji along with another TED Talk speaker named nice. Kimmy. And one of the things I really, really, really loved about what Elizabeth Gilbert had to say in Tulum was the fact that your enchantment is your purpose. Yeah. So you know how we all are always like, oh, my purpose. And it's usually something where you giving back or mm-hmm. doing something nice for somebody else. She had us go through this list of all the things that if money didn't matter, what would you do? And if for a lot of people, it was free stuff. It was going to the beach. For me, it's being engulfed in nature. I love nature. Mm-hmm. I love being around trees, water. It doesn't matter.
Are you
if it's nature.
Sign?
No, I'm a fire sign, wow. But I have a lot of water in my chart. So yeah. I do love water, but I love hiking. I was trying to go hiking here, but it was raining. So yeah. I went to the gym instead.
Cedar Ridge, if you're looking for it.
Okay, next time, because yeah. It is real rainy in Dallas right now. But just that enchantment thing, I feel like it changed my life. I literally, my enchantment is also like getting in the bed, like a freshly crisp made bed.
Oh, I love that.
And then getting in and it's so cool and I kick my legs.
Yeah.
And I literally think of her and I sing this song by Corinne Bailey Ray called Enchantment almost every day. Oh my gosh. It's just the little things. Yeah. That's what we're put here for.
Right.
We're not put here to be productive for this capitalist machine. We're not put here to serve everybody else. We are literally put here for whatever gives us bliss, whatever makes us happy. That's what we should be doing. And that's what we want people to leave our retreats just remembering that. That is wellness. Yeah. Community is wellness. Having people, humans, we're not good by ourselves isolated. After the pandemic, a lot of people are struggling with the isolation. A lot of people are battling with mental health issues because they're isolated. They feel lonely. They're alone. We already sat and talked about how challenging it is for us to be in romantic partnership nowadays between men and women. We need community. Mm-hmm. And that's the main thing that you get to walk away with. Yeah. With us.
No, I definitely think that, like, for one, I can tell you guys are good people at your core. And I think that's probably what's going to shift the whole narrative, because a lot of people will just do stuff just to collect a check. Honestly, like, they're charging like $100 for, like, you know, a 2-3 hour event, and like you walk away with a pin, or you walk away, and you're not even saying that you have to walk away with something. Like, you walk away and all the girls is mugging you because you just like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They should be focusing on giving back.
You know what I'm saying? And like, so yeah, and with very little to offer is the point I'm trying to make. So I think that at your core definitely speaks to like the things that you bring to the table, because I've been burned a couple of times, but yeah. I do want to kind of transition to the other side of like being a girl's ghost, right? Because there also is like, not necessarily negative things, but there's things that like, that we can talk about. So for example, like, how would y'all feel if like, if somebody comes to you as a woman about your man?
Oh girl, I
love it.
Girl.
You love it? It's crazy.
Yeah, come to me. I need to know what's up. What's tea?
Wait, so do you like automatically take it for face value though?
Yeah, I probably would. Not too many women are that crazy to be pulling them type of stunts. He playing with her and he playing with me and I'm out.
Yeah. I take it very simple. It's very simple.
Very
I take it for face value.
I keep a stiletto on a man's neck.
Period. Not coming up.
Period.
You know how I do feel like sometimes some women can exaggerate certain situations, you know? And I feel like sometimes people can come to you like with like not like full facts, you know? So like okay, let's put it like this. Like, let's say that, okay, one of y'all saw my man out at lunch, you know? I feel like y'all would really, really verify like who he was at lunch with before, like coming to me and being like,
I'm going on a whole stakeout.
Yeah, you know, like you're gonna really figure out like, okay, maybe he's like at a business meeting or he's at something. Like y'all wouldn't just come to me with, hey, Nikki, yeah, I saw your man at lunch with another woman, and you're just like, girl, what? Like, you wouldn't come to me with half-assed facts. Mm-hmm. But I feel like sometimes women don't always have the best intentions coming to you as a woman. You know, like, I feel like sometimes it can be, like, a little malicious. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's almost one of those things where it's like, I want you to leave him so that I can have him.
You can have him.
See, and, yeah, and you can. Like, and you can.
You're
but,
doing...
but you're doing us both the same, right?
You can have
you're
him.
Doing me a
hard
solid.
But I feel like...
People make mistakes.
I feel like...
No, and that's not your business,
Nikki,
to now correct that mistake.
I thought you going.
Yeah, no, no.
I feel like...
You fight for her, man, child.
Thank you.
She said, nah, I mean,
people make mistakes.
You know, sometimes people be... spirits be, you know...
No, but I do feel like how you respond to it may speak to a little bit of like, are you a girl's girl or not, right? Because like... Let's say if somebody comes to me as a woman, and if I automatically get mad and I want to cuss the girl out and I want to just be, you know what I'm saying? When it's just like, the culprit is the man.
The man.
You know what I'm saying? And you get mad and you cussing this girl out, and it's just like, and y'all cussing each other out, and it's just like, what are y'all doing
her
here?
Delivery may have been incorrect.
Sometimes the culprit is not always the man. I'm sorry. Like, there are,
it is.
Like, we live in a very shifty world where like people know about other people. Like I kind of like shared something with y'all before we even got on air, but the woman was very well aware of like my plans, was very well aware of who I was, and she still chose to move forward like with him, you know? So like, at that point,
and he moved forward with her too, though.
Yeah, he did. But like at that point, y'all put all the blame on him.
Yes,
on both of them.
Because he's the one who made that loyalty. His loyalty is supposed to lie with you, not with her.
Yeah.
So she gets up and tells you anything.
That's what I say. Like, how do we think?
I was with you up until I do believe. I'm not gonna lie. I am. I'm a girl.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
I'm a girl's girl. I don't know if I'm like a girl's girly girl. Because with that, I'm not with. I feel like if you see a man, he's in a relationship, and you still choose to pursue that man, and it goes left, and you want to come to me as a woman. It's like, it's cool, but you also can still get your ass beat, because why are you talking to a man who you know is
crazy? Yeah. No, okay, yeah. If we talk about that thing,
Now that I know the context of stuff,
everyone to know, because there's be some people where, have you seen them people like, oh, that's so and so boyfriend. Don't play with her. She's crazy. I need y'all to feel that way.
No, you're not to play with. Yeah.
I need y'all to know.
I need him to know. Don't play with me because I'm crazy.
He knows.
That part, you know what I'm saying?
But y'all need to know too.
The men know, but in regards to what you're saying, Nikki, you chose to fuck with a man who you knew had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are you coming to me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's nothing we need to talk about. You want me to leave him so you can have him with no issues. Yeah. No.
Yeah. And there are some women that actually prefer men that are taken.
The same way you get them is how you lose them.
Yeah, because some women, I've heard, like, I've actually, like, because I saw, like, this trend people were talking about, and, like, some women were like, you know, like, there's less that they have to, like, deal with, you know? Like, at the end of the day, like, the person that they're committed to is the one who's, like, taking all, like, the stresses of the relationship, whatever it might be. Like, it's just kind of like, okay, whenever I'm with him, we have fun, and then we part ways, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I don't have to deal
with it. It's just very carefree. It's just very, like, he takes care of me, we have a great time, and then we part ways. So there are some people, and men and women, that actually prefer to be with people that are in relationships. So for people like that, y'all are both to be blamed.
Like, if you deal with a married man, and then he curves you, and then you try to step to the wife,
okay,
that's
y'all.
Crazy.
That's different.
That's crazy.
But again, I do feel like you should take heed before you respond, like, and automatically just trying to, like, cuss this girl out, because it's just like, even if her intentions are bad or not, there's somebody who's now stepped into your relationship and disrespected the relationship in addition with your man.
But,
so at the end of the day, like, the smoke, it should go with both of them, but the smoke definitely goes with him. And so,
but I,
like,
can't fault a woman how she responds to that.
You can't, but at the same time, like, I don't know. Like,
There are some people that can handle a situation cool, and there's some people, like she said, I don't play those games. So I'm going to handle it right here and then handle it later with my man or whatever. Yeah. But one thing's for sure, there are a lot of women that don't like women that are comfortable coming up to them and doing stuff like
and
that.
And I absolutely agree. No. And that's actually happened to me before. And I just ignored it, because I'm like, look, I know where this can go.
Yeah, patience.
Because I know where this can go. And like, what is it going to give me at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? We're just going to go back and forth about a guy that, respectfully, I don't even want at this point. So let's just keep it on the table.
I had a situation from years ago, many, many, many moons ago, where I was dealing with this guy and found out he was cheating. And I had a friend of mine go to the girl as a woman.
Oh,
It came down later. I'm like, oh, why'd you go to her? And I'm like, I ain't no shit. And at the end of the day, I was mad at my friend, because I'm just like, I didn't need you to step to her as a woman. Like, if I was getting cheated on, I didn't need you to, you could have just told me we could have moved forward, but you going to her and trying to say, hey, you need to ask about so-and-so, I didn't ask for that. I'm not the type of person who's going to go to, if my name, she don't mean, I'm done with you. I didn't need you to go to her and say, hey, you need to ask about Jory. I didn't ask for that. So I ended up being mad at my friend because I'm just like, you could have just came to me, but instead you went to her. And I'm like, nobody asked you to do that. That's exactly.
Why would she go around you?
Yeah, that's exactly. So
and it's going to
questions
look like
that need answers.
It's going to look like it came from you every time.
No, the thing is, literally, he was like, "Oh, why?" I was like, "I did not do that." And literally, we went back and forth for a very long time. To my friend finally admitted to me, she was like, "Yeah, I did." And I'm just like, "I've been arguing with this nigga, telling him I promise you, I did not reach out to this girl, all for you to have been the one who've done it." And I'm like, "I'm sitting here pleading my case, putting on dead family members, and you don't reach out to the girl." You know what I mean? And it finally came to light. I'm like, "I told you I wasn't fucking lying. Like, I would never have put that on my dead family members like that." You know what I mean? I'm like, "I think that's really weird," and I feel like I don't need anybody to make any decision for me if I'm in that type of situation. Just come to me and let me handle it on my own. But to act on my behalf is really, really weird.
That's a soldier, not a friend. Yeah.
So it's a weirdo.
That's crazy. Okay.
It's happened. It's happened to me. I've been the person who went to her, and it's also been a woman who called me, and I was just she called me. We hadn't really progressed. Like we were just talking a little bit on the phone, and I guess she went through his phone and was like, what's going on?
Right.
And I just told her, well, you know, he tried to talk to me and we just been chatting, but nothing more than that. Because I just also feel like if a woman is coming to me, she's probably not in, like, being a girl's girl, she's probably not in the best place.
Right.
She's probably seeking truth.
Right.
She's probably just trying to figure out what's going on. I didn't know that man had a lady. He didn't tell me that he had a lady. So a lot of times we all know they be lying. So it's like, I don't know. I just try to put myself in the shoes. And then when I did it, she was not very receptive. She was just very like, what you want me to do with the information, basically. The only thing she cared about was he spending money on me? And the answer was yes.
Ooh, period.
I know, that's right.
Period. Make sure you let her know.
Rub it in her
and lots of it.
All right, since you don't want to react, react.
So, okay, so this is for everybody.
No, Polly, are you a girl's girl or not? What's going on?
I'm a girl. I am a girl's girl, what? But it's just, there's, I say it on principle a lot of stuff.
So, let's say that you've had a friend that you've been friends with for a very long time, and y'all are starting to realize that maybe you're just not as aligned with them anymore. You know, we grow, we get older, you know, different personalities, you know, just whatever it might be. So, like, how do y'all navigate that friendship? Like, do y'all try to talk to them? Do y'all just like what's it called? We had a topic about that. What's it called?
Intervention?
Quiet quitting? Quiet quitting? Like, do you quiet quit them? Like, how does that, like, friendship work?
I can speak to that. I kind of am experiencing that right now. And honestly, the best advice I can give to someone is you have to try. And you try so much until it just expires. That's all you can really do, yeah.
No, friendship?
With the friendship. You can just try, like, you know, make more attempts of, like, trying to make the friendship a little bit stronger. Do other things. Like, what are some, like, look at your friendship.
Issue?
But it's not even about an issue. It's just y'all growing apart.
No, I'm just saying you're growing apart. Just, like, you just grow apart. Sometimes, like, you've had a friend for however many years, and then one day y'all are on the phone and you're just like,
yeah,
we don't have the same conversations. Like, we're not interested in the same things. We're just growing in two separate paths.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I think I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I feel like if people will be more comfortable realizing that, like, we don't own people. People are just temporary in our lives, then we'll be okay. Because I feel like I've been in that situation. And for me, I was very much accepting of it. Because I'm like, okay, you know what? We just don't really, like, we're just not on the same page anymore. And for her, I feel like she was chasing, trying to make things where it was. You know what I mean? And that, for me, it kind of made me uncomfortable. Because I'm like, I don't want to do these things anymore. We can't do these things anymore. Because it's just not the same. And so I just feel like it's almost like a dog chasing his tail. It's like, you know, it's just not going to get anywhere. And I think when she came to those terms, like, okay, you know what? Like, I just don't think we're the same. I just don't feel like we're meant to be here. Then and there's no beef. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to quiet quit. I can still call her, like, you know, I'm just like, hey, you know, I'm just checking on you. Are you okay? But, like, we're not doing the same things, and that just is what it is. And I feel like most people should be okay with that. Yeah, it hurts. It does, because, like, dang, if you've been friends for a while, especially growing up together, it's kind of just like that's a little piece of you that goes. But at the same time, it's like, bro, not everybody's meant to run this journey with you. Like, and that just is what it is. Like,
that's I agree, but I also feel like, and I think I've said this. I said this a lot on this episode. Where I do think friends serve different purposes. Mm-hmm. I do think it's okay to still maintain friends with people who you're not in the same space with. I think it only becomes an issue if that person does not acknowledge your growth. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like it's different if you're, like, friends with somebody and it's just like you see them, maybe you see yourself growing past the stage of where they're at in life. And I think you shouldn't put yourself, like, on a pedestal to be like, oh, I'm above this person, I'm above that, because they may eventually get there and you don't want to see them later on in life and be like, oh yeah, girl, okay, now that you've advanced, like, we could be friends now, because that's like tacky to me. But I think if like maybe you're friends with somebody and they're still like treating you as if the person who you were and a person who you are, I think that's when, to me, it's like, okay, this friendship may not be benefiting me, because now it's putting me in a toxic space where I'm having to defend my growth.
Right.
You know, this person no longer understands me. That's the only time where I think, okay, we've grown so much and I have to separate from you, because if you're not going to acknowledge the person who I've grown to be, then it's like, you don't want to be friends with me. You want to be friends with the person who I was.
Right.
It's no longer serving me. But outside of that, I think growth is important in friendships.
Absolutely.
And it's important to watch each other grow, because there's going to be a point in time where somebody may grow in a business and they're ahead of you. Maybe a point in time where you grow and you're ahead of them. And like, that growth is going to inspire y'all to like move forward.
Yeah, I agree.
So let me ask y'all, do y'all feel like you automatically like sympathize with women who kind of almost put themselves in certain situations? For example, like we just talked about like Risa the whole Brea baby mama thing. We talked about Risa Tisa, how, you know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the story, but like, do you feel like you automatically kind of sympathize with women who just like do stuff like that? Or is just kind of like,
like, do you think like, okay, so like, do you think Risa Tisa was wrong?
Was
like,
the thing is,
I really wonder like do people, because some people are like, oh no, like they put like all the blame on
Legion.
On him. What's his name? Legion?
Legion.
Or some people put blame on Risa Tisa, or they split it. So like, how do y'all feel like in that situation?
Well, I know. Go ahead. Because
you know her?
I'm going to tell her about Risa Tisa. We were in Brazil when it hit the internet. Yeah. And I was like, girl, I can't stop watching this. I think the only bad move Risa Tisa made was moving so quickly with him in the beginning. Mm. Everything after that, it kind of reminded me of how most women would move.
Right.
When they first realize, they take what men say, they kind of believe it, and then they start to realize, oh, I can't believe this man. Then we kind of close off, we shut down. And that's what Risa did. Most women do that. But I think just in the beginning, I think she was just so eager to, like she said, I just wanted it to be my turn. She was just so eager to have somebody that... she didn't give it time to see who he really was. Because if she had given it 6 months, she would realize that he was not who he said he was. So that's my viewpoint on it.
Right.
What about you, Yana?
So I don't want to get in trouble, but I feel like oftentimes, like earlier we were talking about intuition. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're depending on what state you're in, your intuition may not be right. So I don't want to say like you, like, can you always trust your intuition? Well, you got to ask, okay, how am I right now? Like, what type of state am I in? Cause if you're in a low vibration state, or if you're in a state of like hatred or anger, your intuition might not be right.
Right.
So for Risa's situation, I caught up to feel like I know enough to speak on it. So if you believe in like law of attraction and like your inner alignment is really your outer alignment, and those both of those things have a deep relationship, it's kind of like I look at Risa and I look like what has become of her story, and I think it's all perfect in a sense of okay, hear me out. Okay, So you take Risa, and you take what she told you about like her income, her status, how she's feeling about herself. She probably feels like undesirable, not seen, not respected, not heard, not appreciated. And so then you kind of attract a partner to you that's going to match how you feel internally. But then what happened to Risa is Risa got herself. Okay, she pulled it together. She was like, you know what? Like, I'm not doing this. I deserve better. I'm going to sign these divorce papers. I don't maybe have to love from a place of lack anymore, because look at what it got me. And then she ends up sharing her story on TikTok. And now our girl is on Good Morning America. Didn't I see a little clip
on Good Morning America? First class flight to London.
First class flight to London.
From Delta.
So imagine. So this is kind of like going to like life is really not about like counting your like your highs and your lows. Life is really about experience.
Yeah.
And Risa's pain gave her a platform. Now we know who she is. She's seen, she's heard, she's felt, she's supported. Right. She's got all those things that she was missing in her relationship. Now, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why you kind of just got to do shit sometimes. Like her relationship with Legion. Like, yeah, she probably knew it was some, you know, some bullshit, but if she wouldn't jump, maybe she would have never got here. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just got to, I don't know, like, sometimes you just gotta do shit. Like you gotta play stuff out.
Yeah.
You gotta do it. You gotta fail. You gotta fall because you never really know like what's on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So so look at her story. Like it's an awful start. But bruh, like the whole world knows you.
Yep. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I have an interesting. You know, it's that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that perspective before. That's different.
No, that is. It's like pain to purpose. Honestly.
Yeah, but I it's like I tread lightly because I never want to say, you know, victim, like she's not a, like never want to dismiss what she went through.
Mm.
But yeah, it's like some
but it is, like, it's one of those things, like, it's kind of like, instead of saying victim, she's a survivor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, it's one of those things where she was able to take what she went through and she overcame it and then she, I don't want to say capitalized on it, but she just rose above it. You know, like she did not allow that to define her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes we can do that a lot, is that we allow like the situations and our past and things that we have gone through to define like who we are. And that's when we start to think about like who we are as a person. And like, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't define you. Just because you had a moment with a lack of judgment, that's not who you are.
It's just so funny that you said that, because that's where the original question stemmed from, because I feel like the question was, do you automatically sympathize with women who like put themselves in certain situations? And I feel like before I did not, because like, and I was in a space where it was just like, I was what I went through. I was just like, you know, but now that like I've come out on the other side, I realized like, okay, you know what? Like, I wasn't in the best space at this time. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She may not be in the best space at this time. So I feel like
that's like about your intuition. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
the ability to kind of like see women outside of themselves. Sometimes it kind of speaks to, again, like you being a girl's girl or like how you feel about certain things. Cause it's just like, I feel like somebody who just looked at a situation like that and just be like, well, she's dumb. She's this. I would never, you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to like, I might feel it, but I'm never going to like, you know,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like I'm never going to like, and I may have my opinion, but I'm never going to judge them. Cause I'm just like, at the end of the day, like, it is what it is, you know, like I'm speaking, who knows where you were at this space in life. So it's like, for me to automatically just be like, oh, she's dumb here. And that's another reason why I feel like I would never also tell like a friend or any other woman to like leave their man, because I feel like as a woman, it's kind of just like you said, there's certain things you just have to go through. Like there's certain things like you just have to let your friend go through. And even like, unless it's like obviously like physically harmful, but like there's just certain things just like as a woman, I'm just not going to do that. Like I'm just going to let her go through whatever. And like, even though I may not agree with it, I'm just not going to outright say like, okay, like I feel like you should do this. I feel like you should do that, because at the end of the day, that's their life. Like, and that's a, again, as women, I just have to let you do you. I've been through before, so it's like, who am I to come in the way and stop that? But
no, I 100% agree, and I'm a big team of let your friends make their own mistakes.
Definitely.
Honestly, because sometimes as women, we want to be able to like jump in there and be like, don't do this, don't do that. But I feel like a lot of times when we advise our friends, we're using our egos and we're putting our egos in the middle of it. Because when you're giving your friend advice, a lot of times you are expecting them to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't take it, then you get in your feelings. Then you get mad because I told you to do this, da-da-da. But at the same time, it's like, the same way you're living your life, they have their life to live. And they cannot live their life according to what you would do, because they may not react to certain situations the way you react. So if they're doing life the way that you want them to, and they have to live with the consequences of these actions, they can't come to you for every little thing. So a lot of times I've noticed as a friend, like, I have to be the person that just, like, allows you to make your mistakes. If my friend needs something, normally I'll be like, hey, do you want advice or do you want to vent? Do you need someone who can listen to you? Because I can listen to you and it could be that.
But I was like, you want to know how I feel about it or no? You want to know how I feel about it or not?
Right.
If they say nah, I just...
And the crazy part is, 9 times out of 10, they'll be like, I see the vent. It's like, okay,
no,
cool.
No, I don't.
I do like that. I do think it's very important to ask what they want at that moment, just so you can have like an effective conversation. But I'm not going to lie, this was a great conversation, y'all. Like, it was great speaking with you, Ayana and Cassandra. Y'all need to really check out Paradise and Vibes. It's a great health and wellness retreat that takes place how many times a year?
We're moving to 4 times a year now.
Okay, wow. 4 times a year.
Can we tell you our next
one? Go ahead.
Okay, so
go
ahead, plug yourself. Fiji, Costa Rica, Iceland. Costa Ooh. Rica. What's next?
Peru. Ooh, I feel like I
this is all this
phone.
Year.
That's next. We're going into next year now.
Okay.
So this year was Brazil. Next installation is Fiji, and then Iceland, June.
And then Costa Rica.
It's July. Actually July, July 3rd through the 10th.
Okay.
Then Iceland, and this is a really cool year to go to Iceland. Apparently, the Northern Lights. Yeah, the Northern Lights are like the strongest.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like energetically or whatever that means.
Right. Yeah.
In like the past, like several hundred years. So that was perfect alignment.
And we got to give you guys. Can we give your audience in, like a discount code or something?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right.
Yeah,
like if anybody definitely. Wants to come, you know,
we love saving.
We gotta make one up. But we'll get you guys the information.
Definitely.
Yeah. Are you guys present on every trip? Both
yeah.
together.
Wow.
So this is like fully. Like y'all are just in this from
every
room.
You see me running around the hotel custom staff out just going through.
And where can we find y'all at? Like social media.
Thank you for asking that. The best place to find us is we're really active on Instagram, and it's Paradise and Vibe.
And like A-N-D.
Like we kept it cute.
Kept it cute. Kept it real simple.
I like that.
We kept it cute.
Not the N-D.
Okay, thank you.
Or the N.
Mm-hmm. And then the website is the same. So Paradise and Vibe. We're really active on our socials, really active through our email. You're talking to us. You know what I'm saying? So tap in.
I love that. So guys, y'all here, there's going to be a code for y'all at the end of this episode. Look in the comments or in the about me. We'll put that in there for y'all. This has been a great episode. I hope y'all really enjoyed us talking about being a girl's girl, traveling. And also, I really hope y'all get to participate in some of the destinations they're going to this year and next year. Thank y'all for coming on Paradise in Five.
Yeah.
This has been a great episode. Follow us on at Petty Party Pod. That's for Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Also go on YouTube, watch our videos, comment, like, interact. It's us talking to y'all as well, so be nice. And also follow us and subscribe. And also like go on the Apple and Spotify and leave a review on how you feel about our episodes. We love hearing feedback, and we just love to tap in with y'all and connect. This is your girl Amakalette signing out, y'all. Follow me on on Instagram and TikTok at Amakalette. Holla.
Bye. And thank you so much, ladies, for dropping by. I really did enjoy this conversation. Honestly, I can listen to you all day. Matter of fact, do you even do audibles? Like, has anybody ever told you that? You have like a very soothing voice. Like,
That's one of my favorite compliments.
Yeah, you do. You have a very soothing voice. So thank you so much for dropping in. I really appreciate. So signing out, y'all. This is Crystal. Peace.
Bye, guys. It's your girl, Joy Aaliyah.
Bye, y'all. It's your girl, Shale.
And it's just Nick checking out. And I really, really hope that y'all are able to join Paradise and Vibes for a trip like Iceland.
Because we will.
We might have
to. Y'all want to fuck with the Petty Crew?
The Northern
Lights with y'all.
The Northern Lights have been on my bucket list. So, like, that's amazing. You know?
I'm going to Iceland before.
Like, it's going to be.
Yeah, we're doing all of that.
So, wait, how do I have to, like, when is it? Like, when do you sign up? Like, when is too late?
Let's see. Iceland is going to be, what are the
dates? It's November 1st through the, I believe the 6th. Again, it's like written down and I have a lot of my brain, so I can't remember.
No, it's fine.
But it's the first week of November and it's 6 days, 5 nights. Man, it's a crazy itinerary. I'm so excited. I went and it was still to this day one of my favorite vacations in the world.
Oh wow.
It's so beautiful. The Blue Lagoon is just amazing.
Yeah, right here.
The nature, I'm a nature girl. Okay. But the waterfalls and just the scenery, it is so beautiful. I mean, just so beautiful. Mm. The food actually is amazing. Mm. I love Iceland. Yeah. I'm like, you got to go to Iceland. It is an amazing place.
So just for clarification, Iceland is green and Greenland is icy, right?
Mm. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. It's very lush. And we went in the winter, but I could tell from like the hillside that then the summertime, it's a lot of greenery. Mm-hmm. It is just, again, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in the world. It's so beautiful.
Wow. Again, sold.
And maybe you guys could come and do an episode.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, this is so awesome. Like, if y'all want to sign out.
Oh. Signing out, Cassandra.
Signing out, Ayana, the Yoga Bay.
Yes.
Bye, y'all.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T, T, Y. I'm petty all the time.